From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria has announced a 48-hour extension of a localized ceasefire in the contested northern city of Aleppo, where violence has threatened a nationwide cessation of hostilities. It will extend a shaky truce that's been punctuated by fighting through Wednesday. In Paris, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. and Russia are trying to salvage a nationwide cessation of hostilities.
These are words on a piece of paper. They are not actions. But they are a commitment by Russia to, in fact, limit the Syrian regime from its ability to fly in civilian-occupied areas, as well as to work with the commanders on the ground in order to try to deliver stability and a reaffirmation of the cessation of hostilities.
Kerry was in the French capital meeting with other members of the International Syria Support Group, a 17-nation body that's backing a UN-facilitated effort to involve a political transition in Syria. In Democratic Republic of Congo, opposition presidential candidate Moise Katumbi Monday appeared before prosecutors in Lubumbashi over allegations he hired foreign mercenaries. The wealthy businessman, who was former governor of Katanga province, has denied any wrongdoing. Hundreds of supporters rallied outside.
C'est purement politisé.
One of those supporters, Ilunga Mumbayo, said the whole matter has been politicized and comes just after Katumbi announced his candidacy. The 51-year-old Katumbi has announced his intention to challenge incumbent President Joseph Kabila in elections scheduled for later this year, although Mr. Kabila, barred by the Constitution from seeking a third term, has not yet indicated his intentions. This is VOA News. The United States Monday said it's trying to confirm Iran tested a precision-guided missile 2 weeks ago. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
We're aware of Iranian claims of an additional ballistic missile launch. I would note we're also aware of statements from the defense minister indicating that such a launch did not take place. So we're still trying to get to the bottom of what exactly transpired.
Another U.S. spokesperson warns such a launch following last year's international nuclear deal with Tehran would be provocative and destabilizing. Iran's defense minister denied his government recently tested a medium-range missile. The U.S. Defense Department says the notorious leader of Islamic State extremists in Iraq's western Anbar province was killed in a coalition airstrike earlier this month. A Pentagon spokesman said the May 6 strike near the town of Rutba targeted militant Abu Wahib and three cohorts traveling in a vehicle. The premier of Canada's Alberta province, Rachel Notley, said 90% of the city of Fort McMurray was spared a massive wildfire that's burning out of control. She made an aerial tour of the city and its surroundings Monday.
I will say that I was very much struck by the power of the devastation of the fire. It was really quite overwhelming in some spots. But I will also say that I was similarly struck by the proximity of that devastation to neighborhoods that were untouched.
Officials said the fires from the massive blaze destroyed more than 160,000 hectares. Police in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, fired tear gas and used water cannon Monday to disperse stone-throwing protesters demanding members of the nation's Electoral Commission resign. The demonstrators gathered near the headquarters of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, accusing it of having bias in favor of the government and demanding it be disbanded. Elections are still a year away, but the country has a history of bitterly fought campaigns. One man was killed, three others wounded, in a knife attack at a German railway station outside Munich Tuesday morning. Police arrested a 27-year-old German they believe had an apparent Islamist motive. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un Tuesday presided over a mass rally and parade in Pyongyang, a day after a rare Workers' Party Congress concluded by elevating him to party chairman. During the four-day meeting, the North committed to expanding its nuclear deterrent in defiance of U.N. sanctions, but also adopted a no-first-use. Security forces in Afghanistan Tuesday rescued the son of a former Pakistani prime minister after 3 years of captivity from an al-Qaeda-affiliated group. Unknown gunmen kidnapped Ali Haider Gilani, son of the ex-prime minister Yusuf Raza Gilani, from an election rally in his native Multan. His whereabouts were unknown until now. The operation was conducted jointly by Afghan and U.S. forces. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.